Welcome to your five for the day. The course of life is never as we had hoped or predicted. Often we encounter unexpected hurdles and challenges. As a young man, I had my whole life mapped out in front of my eyes. I had dreams and visions about how things would work out. The future looked bright and unassailable. But life began to unfold in very different ways to what I'd anticipated. Today, my life looks nothing like what I had thought it would be. But I have learned through the process, and I can declare that God has been faithful through it all. In fact, today my life is a testimony to the trials and processes that I have been through, and as I look at the big picture, it is something to celebrate and thank God for. I recently read a story about a family who had been farmers for generations. They loved their farm and worked it faithfully and productively. Then, due to reasons beyond their control, they were dispossessed of their land. It was a traumatic and devastating hurdle in the journey of their lives. When they were interviewed by a journalist about what had happened, they were asked if they were bitter and angry, and the owner said no, he was not, but it was part of the rich fabric of life. Often the experiences we go through can be seen as tragic or devastating, or we can see the experiences along life's journey as part of the rich fabric of life. It calls for a different attitude. If we have this attitude, we can handle things with a better understanding and come out the other side without being destroyed. Have you ever looked at a tapestry? If you look at the finished product, it is something beautiful. But if you zoom in on a small section, it looks like a mess, confusing and illogical. But as you step back, everything begins to fall into place and the picture emerges. Sometimes we may think that when things are going right and things are going our way and we are having a mountain experience that God is there for us. Then, when we face a valley experience and things are not going as we would like, we may think that he's forgotten about us. Nothing could be further from the truth. The God of the mountain is still God in the valley. Recently, I heard a song called God on the Mountain. The song spoke to my heart, and that fact and reality became real to me, as I hope they do to you today. Here are the words of that song. Life is easy when you're up on the mountain and you've got peace of mind like you've never known. But things change when you're down in the valley. Don't lose faith, for you're never alone. We talk of faith way up on the mountain. Talk comes so easy when life's at its best. Now down in the valleys of trials and temptations, that's where your faith is really put to the test. For the God on the mountain is the God in the valley. When things go wrong, he'll make them right. And the God of the good times is still God in the bad times. The God of the day is still God in the night. We shouldn't let anything separate us from God today, choosing only his way to guide us, so each step will lead us closer to him, asking God to help us walk by his words, the Bible, and not by our feelings, to protect us from careless thoughts, words, and actions. We should ask God to keep us from being distracted by our wants, our desires, our thoughts on how things should be, embracing what comes our way as an opportunity rather than a personal inconvenience. Thank you for listening. And may God bless you.